The idea behind the campaign is to raise awareness and start a conversation, just reminding people to think before they drink alcohol near water, and also highlighting what rescue equipment's in place in high-risk locations in the county. The campaign this weekend, we will be placing rubber ducks, bigger than the ones you'd find in your bathtub, but we're placing 5 ducks in key locations around the county. They'll be on land in safe locations, but near to places where Kent Fire Rescue Service has been repeatedly called out to rescue people from water. Some of those people will have been drunk at the time. So the campaign is to just put the message out about the dangers of drinking near water and the effects that can happen as a result. Over the last 9 years, we've been to over 335 incidents, water-related rescue incidents. That's an average of 37 a year. So that's a lot. And it's sort of something, the campaign is a key priority for us, water safety in general. So we're launching this campaign the Maybank holiday weekend. Weather's getting better, people will be out drinking, and we just want to get the message across at a really good time to launch a summer-long campaign for water safety. We've got a family water safety day, a water savvy day at Buell Water on the 16th of June as well. What we're asking people to do, if they see our ducks, take a picture, put it on Twitter or Instagram with the hashtag GotDucksFellIn or hashtag GDFI, and including the location where they are. So these ducks are in 5 locations: Yalding, Tunbridge, Maidstone, Canterbury, Chatham. So include that in your hashtag. So hashtag the town too, just so that we can really spread the message about this on social media. Really, really pleased to have the backing of family of Ben Savage. As you will recall, Ben tragically died after a night out, entered the River Medway after a night out in December 2016. And so if people aren't going to listen to the emergency services, please listen to the plea of that family that have been through what they've been through. If this campaign can save just one life, then it really has done its job. So talking about the preparation first, what we'd really like to say is before you go out, we don't want people to get in the water. So before they go out, let someone know where you're going and what time you think you'll be home. Because that way, if you don't get home, they'll know to raise the alarm. Make sure the phone's fully charged and plan your journey in advance. So try and get a taxi, or if you can get a lift. But if not, if you are going to be walking home, then choose well-lit routes and stay away from water. Just be mindful of the amount of alcohol you're drinking, and just stop while it's still safe to do so. And one of the really important messages is about being mindful of friends. So if you've got a friend that's had too much to drink, just watch them wandering off, because there's always one that wanders off, and just get them home safely. Because the difficulty being that if people do enter the water, the chances of them surviving are dramatically reduced. If they're intoxicated, their reaction times are reduced, their instincts are skewed. Just no one should underestimate the danger of water. Even the strongest of swimmers can struggle with currents underwater, and they can obviously suffer from cold water shock, which triggers involuntary reactions and can result in drowning. The bank holiday weekends always vary, weather dependent, will change which instance we go to. The reason we're putting the campaign out this weekend is because we know, as I say, the weather is getting better. So we've got the sun's coming out, people will be outside and drinking. They may be in these riverside locations or choose to walk via rivers or other lakes on their way home. A really important time to get that message out.